Hey, my name is Eric, and you're listening to Viral Positivity, a podcast providing community-sourced updates, advice, and encouragement.
My name is Arthur Guazo, and I'm calling in from Squaw Flats, Oregon. I luckily have some friends that have a farm out in the high desert. I've been out of no-service land and doing farming for the past month or so. I almost forget there's all this quarantine stuff going on. Yeah, I used to have my own farm with veggies and chickens and rabbits and all that stuff. So it feels good to be going back to the land and not just being a van warrior and touring the country all the time.
Yeah. So I met you back in January when you passed through Louisiana toward the beginning of a pretty intensive months-long touring schedule. What's going on with that now that we're in the pandemic era?
The COVID thing, it completely interrupted the tour. I'm trying to get to as many new markets and feel out where is the most receptive for my style of music. I started East Coast and then went south. It was like four shows a week right as we're approaching the Northwest, Oregon and Washington. All of a sudden, I'm getting all these cancellations and stuff and things got serious. I've done actually a few shows just doing live streams, going to the venues to have food and do takeout. It was proposed to me by a venue called The Space in Salem, Oregon. And it was it was very successful with the tips and the effort I was putting towards it. I did a live stream just through Facebook on my own, just set up, plugged into my van, played at some whale watching spot. I'm pretty new in the whole solo musician endeavor. I played in a band called the Blind Owl Band out of Saranac Lake, New York, which is up in the Adirondack Mountains. Kind of contemporary bluegrass, punk rockish, and we toured pretty heavily, about 150 shows a year. Then everyone started to not want to play as much. I wanted to keep making a living doing this, so I decided to do a solo thing. And it's honestly been absolutely badass and awesome. It's absolute freedom, really. I do a kick drum and also a tambourine on the left foot. And I have just a beat-up Martin guitar that I plug into an overdrive distortion pedal. And I yell a bunch and also switch up with the banjo.
Awesome. So what do you have going on today?
Yeah, we're actually in town right now picking up some supplies to build some new greenhouses and, you know, some liquor, too. I'm pretty isolated out on the farm and forgetting about all this and coming to town and there's like fucking people with masks on and feet all post-apocalyptic. I'm trying not to touch any babies or old people. I'm probably leaving in about a week because I actually still have some not canceled shows on the way back to New York. I'm in town right now to kind of communicate with them in Minneapolis and Milwaukee. If they're still open for food, we could just do a live stream from the venue. And I feel like that's good for both parties. I have been isolated for a little bit of time now, so I'm intrigued to see what driving across the entire country is going to look like.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. And we hope it's a safe trip for you. Where can people hear your music or find out more about you?
Check out Arthur Guazo, which is A-R-T-H-U-R. And the last name is B-U-E-Z-O, like Bueno, but with a Z. And it's on every streaming thing, pretty much. I have an album called With Sharpened Wings. And that, you can find all the tracks pretty easy on YouTube. If you find me on Facebook, I'll always have my events posted.
Great. Well, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me on this show. It feels good to talk to another person outside the circle, you know?
Absolutely. And thanks to our listeners for tuning in. Please subscribe to the Viral Positivity Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. And check us out on Facebook at fb.me/vpositivity. Until next time, take care.